Many in agriculture are reeling after bushfires destroyed their properties, killed their livestock, and left piles of ash which could contaminate waterways. The federal government estimates there are 19,000 farming, forestry, and fishing businesses in burnt-out parts of the country, and it's announced grants of $75,000 apiece. There are warnings that the impact will be felt right down the produce chain, and the cost of meat, vegetables, and even seafood could be about to rise. Political reporter Alexandra Beach has more.
Dairy farmer Robert Millers spent the afternoon going through his bills, and he says things aren't looking good.
I'm stretched. That's probably an understatement. I've got about 1,000 dairy cows I've been milking. I'm reducing that number now. I don't want to, but you know, the reality is it's costing a lot to feed them.
Bushfires tore through his dairy farms at Milton and near Cobargo on the New South Wales south coast on New Year's Eve. He's only just beginning to find out the extent of the damage.
We've probably lost 800 acres of fencing. I'm guessing we've got about $100,000 of fencing to put back.
Mr. Millers welcomed the announcement today of $75,000 federal government grants for farmers in bushfire-affected areas, saying that money will go towards replacing his fences. This is the same sort of assistance that was provided to producers after last year's floods in far north Queensland and can be used for things like rebuilding lost property, disposing of dead livestock, and buying new equipment. The full eligibility criteria hasn't been determined yet, but the Prime Minister says a farmer's main home won't need to be damaged for them to be eligible, and off-farm income of up to $100,000 will be exempt.
We estimate and assign some $100 million out of the recovery fund to support this. This is an estimate. It is not a cap. This will be a demand-driven program. If more is needed under the demand, then more will simply be paid without the need for any further decision.
The National Farmers Federation has welcomed the cash injection. The money is coming out of the Commonwealth's $2 billion bushfire recovery fund, and the government's also providing 60 extra rural financial counsellors to support fire-damaged communities. The Agriculture Minister, Bridget McKenzie, says right now farmers in those areas are exhausted.
We've heard stories right across agriculture. It's not just livestock losses. It's oyster sheds on the Clyde River. It's what's going to happen to those type of enterprises once the charcoal and ash after a good rain ends up in our waterways. It's our Batlow apple farmers. It's the wine industry in the Adelaide Hills.
But she's also put pressure on Australia's supermarkets, saying they need to do more to support farmers.
Well, it's up to the supermarkets to not just talk about being the fresh food people, but get on with supporting in a very real and tangible way, because farmers don't grow food for free. It's a business. The supermarkets also need to let the Australian public know that because of the bushfires and the drought, you will have to pay more for your milk.
Robert Miller's been calling for higher milk prices for some time and says the fires and drought mean the situation is now desperate for dairy farmers.
You've got to remember, our milk price was $1.30 or $1.50 in 2011. We aren't even at that now. Therefore, we're not even receiving what we were getting 10 years ago. We just can't keep going.
In a statement, Woolworths says it's monitoring the impact of the fires on its supply chain, but the company says it's early days and at this stage it hasn't seen an impact on its fresh food supply.
Alexandra Beach reporting.